Welcome to the Yield Tactics Podcast, your go-to source for all topics related to yield and revenue management, pricing strategies, and industry insights. We're diving deep into the dynamic world of revenue management and pricing across various sectors, with a particular focus on travel, leisure, transportation industries, and beyond. From airlines optimizing seat inventory to hotels adjusting room rates based on demand, and even to theme parks maximizing ticket sales, yield management plays a crucial role in ensuring businesses extract the maximum value from their resources. Joining us are Yield Tactics senior consultants and partners, industry experts, thought leaders, and pioneers in the field of revenue management, who will share their expertise, experiences, and innovative strategies to help you stay ahead in this ever-evolving landscape.
This podcast is brought to you by Yield Tactics and Airline Tactics, the foremost consulting firm specializing in revenue management and pricing, serving clients worldwide.
Welcome to our podcast, where we dive deep into the world of revenue management and pricing solutions. In today's episode, we're taking a closer look at the strategic considerations behind introducing a new system into a Yield Solutions portfolio. As experts in revenue management and pricing, Yield Tactics has been at the forefront of supporting numerous projects and engaging with potential customers. Today, Karen will interview Alexandra Poisson, partner consultant at Yield Tactics.
Hello and welcome to the podcast, Alexandra.
Hello, Karen.
Before we delve into the topic, could you share your expertise in revenue management and the migration or implementation of pricing systems?
Through my career in the airline industry and my subsequent consulting engagement with transport and tourism companies, I've been deeply involved in numerous projects where revenue management system and pricing system played a crucial role. In our work, we've met two main groups of customers. First group are IT companies that make software. They generally have the IT expertise, but they lack knowledge about revenue management and pricing. And the second group are the customers of those solutions, airlines, for example, who are seeking guidance to choose a system or expertise to conduct implementation projects.
When companies are thinking about adding a new revenue management or pricing system to their portfolio or business, what are the two main options they typically consider?
Companies generally have two main options: external acquisition or creating the system from scratch. External acquisition involves purchasing an existing system or software solution from a third-party provider. This option can be appealing because it allows companies to quickly implement a solution that has already been developed and tested. Additionally, external acquisition can provide access to advanced features and expertise that may not be available in-house. On the other hand, creating a system from scratch involves developing a custom solution tailored to the specific needs and requirements of a company, while this option offers greater flexibility and control over the design and functionality of the system. It typically requires a significant investment of time, resources, and expertise. Ultimately, the choice between external acquisition and creating from scratch depends on factors such as budget, timeline, technical capabilities, and the specific needs of the company.
Let's delve into option one, external acquisition. What are the key considerations that companies should keep in mind when selecting external acquisition as their option for implementing a new revenue management or pricing system?
Well, I will start with IT companies case. Although what I'm going to say may fit large organizations as well. Identifying and comparing the existing solution on the market should always be the first step before considering the option two, which is developing your own solution from scratch. An external acquisition has three main advantages: an existing software base on which to create iterations, an established clientele, time saving, which leads to a faster return on investment, Many entrepreneurs or competitors have already invested an unreasonable amount of time sometimes and their investors' money to create revenue management solutions that they have never been able to sell. So if you are an established travel or hospitality IT company, you already have other products in your portfolio. Marketing is one of your strengths, so you can benefit from your brand awareness and existing customer base. If a startup or even more established company has already been working on something, you should contact them and consider partnership or financial investment options. In other cases, the target company could have a large customer base, but the product is technologically outdated or cannot fit seamlessly into your solution portfolio. It may be a product developed by a startup that will not withstand the load increases or the security requirement for your most demanding customers. An external acquisition allows you to buy revenue and finance the complete redevelopment of a solution, which is a strong point of your technology company, thus minimizing the risk of commercial failure, because the most critical thing generally it's about selling a solution, not developing a solution. Other alternative solutions to acquisition are sometimes possible, such as a white label resale of a solution in the geographical area where you are dominant.
And if you are a consumer of solutions, like an airline, railway, cruise, or hotel chain.
When it comes to implementing a new revenue management or pricing system, opting for an off-the-shelf solution is often the preferred choice for solution customers. These solutions are typically fully functional and have been proven expertise by competitors in the industry. However, as the size of the company increases, so too does the list of required features from internal users. This can lead to difficulties in finding a ready-to-use solution that meets all the necessary criteria. In such cases, companies may find themselves adding on countless additional requirements, which not only increases cost and implementation times, but also diminishes the overall return on investment. It's common to encounter internal users who feel that critical features are missing, further complicating the decision-making process.
How you should address such challenges then?
Get external experts from a consulting firm or from another department of your company, like IT department or purchasing department, to independently reframe and analyze user needs. This can really help prevent your project from becoming stuck in the mud in endless requirements. Also, you need to ask yourself questions. Are there other reputable companies in your industry who are successfully using the solution you are targeting as is? If yes, it begs the question, why can't you? I recently saw a requirement for new system issued by a revenue management team of an airline who cannot really afford to get the best solution in the market, but the requirements were so high that even the most advanced solution would not meet those requirements. Indeed, someone has to do the job of evaluating requirements and solution. When it involves millions of dollars of subscription fees for the coming years, like it's often the case for a revenue management system in large airlines, top management may prefer to have external advice on the matter before taking decision. And sometimes it can lead to conducting a transformation program in parallel to adapt the organization and process to an external system that has already proven successful with other industry players. It's better sometimes than engaging in costly change requests to adapt the system to old-fashioned ways of working.
Thank you, Alex. Let's review now the second option, creating a system from scratch.
Well, first, I'd like to recall our recommendation will almost always favor an external acquisition. However, internal development or outsourced from a specialized service provider in IT development, this can make sense when external acquisition is not possible. External acquisition is excessively expensive. The wanted system carries a strong innovation. When the internalization of business system is the chosen business strategy of your company, Or also when there is an opportunity to transform technological expenses into intangible fixed assets, which can generate in future recurring or exceptional income, like the SaaS model, you could commercialize or resell to a software or technological company after a few years. It's not really popular nowadays, but several decades ago, some airlines generated significant value by developing IT systems internally, tailored to their specific needs, and then resell it to other IT companies. Subsequently, during challenging periods, they found themselves fortunate to possess these assets, which they could then sell to established tech companies. This necessitates to long-term strategy planning, significant capital investment, and undertaking risk that few executives are willing to take on nowadays.
Mm-hmm. What are the main drawbacks of developing a system from scratch?
The major drawbacks are the technological and commercial risk that you take, which are better to be shared with a partner before launching the project. So for solution providers, best case scenario is to have a customer who finances all or part of the development. And for solution customers, a good option is to work closely with a technology partner who shares the risk in exchange for part of the value and knowledge transfer. This can be achieved through temporary exclusivity, transfer of knowledge, joint venture.
What are the risks of developing a system from scratch?
The risks that materialize most often are a lack of experience regarding control of an external development service whose cost and deadlines are slipping. Another risk is to reach poor quality level. This is to say lower quality than what you had in mind when the project was launched. Also, potential risk is that the system becomes obsolete before it reaches maturity. And also, there are risks related to the underestimation of maintenance and continuous evolution that such internal system will require. And for tech companies, the main risk is, of course, that there is no market fit and the solution reveals very difficult to sell.
As we come to the end of our discussions, I'd like to express my gratitude to Alexander for sharing his valuable insights and the consideration companies must take into account when exploring new revenue management or pricing system. Your expertise has shed light on these complexities and strategic decisions involved in such endeavors. To our listeners, thank you for tuning in. We hope you found this episode informative and engaging. If you have any further questions or topics you'd like to us to explore in the future episodes, please don't hesitate to reach out. Until next time, take care and stay tuned for more insightful discussions on revenue management and pricing strategies.
Thank you, Karen.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast to catch every upcoming episode. And if you have any questions, comments, or topics you'd like us to cover, feel free to reach out to us.
Stay connected with us on LinkedIn and visit our websites yieldtactics.com and airlinetactics.com for more exclusive content and information about our consulting and training services. From our websites, you can download the Yield Tactics magazine for free, featuring in-depth articles covering topics such as organizational transformation, advanced pricing techniques, marketing, revenue optimization, and distribution. The ideas and opinions expressed by our guests on this podcast are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views or endorsements of Yield Tactics. Also, when we mention specific companies or products, it's important to note that such references do not constitute an endorsement by Yield Tactics, nor do they imply any business relationship between us.